Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, and this episode of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast is brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions.
The Evening Standard Rugby Podcast with Lawrence Dallaglio.
Hello and welcome to the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast. Is there anybody there? Lawrence? Sarah? No. Both missing. Lawrence has a case of man flu. Sarah is on her travels. I'm here all on my own. My name is Steve Cording. I do have a very special guest with me this week though. Bath Rugby are on fire at the moment, had a win at the weekend in the Champions Cup, and I'm glad to say that joining me is assistant coach Lee Blackett. Lee, thank you for making sure that I wasn't sat here on my own talking to myself.
No worries.
How's things today? A good win at the weekend. I was amazed to read that it's 10 years since Bath had won a game in the Champions Cup, which just seems phenomenal, really.
Yeah, it was a great weekend for the club to be back. Competition that it won a fair few years ago. It's special. You could see how much it meant to, obviously I wasn't here, but Johan and the players at the end of last season to qualify for this competition and put in a really good performance like that, something everyone's proud of. And I think the overriding feeling probably from the game is it's not just really Bath. I think it was the Premiership for me just started to fight back a bit at the weekend. It's probably had a couple of years where it's not quite been its best. It's weird. Is it partly down to potentially losing three clubs? And actually, there's a lot of clubs have strengthened and we've maybe got 13 clubs worth of players into 10 teams and it's maybe made the Premiership stronger. But I think I found myself every game the Premiership team was playing in, just wanting them to win, to really fight back. Because I think, as I just said, probably the last couple of years hasn't really gone the Premiership's way. The one team that did lose in the Champions Cup this weekend was Saracens, and well, obviously the champions from last year, but anyone that's played or gone out to altitude will realise how hard that is. They were always going to be up against it. I feel a Saracens team playing maybe the Bulls at home is a different kettle of fish, but it was always going to be tough for any team to go out there and win.
Yeah, it was actually, so it's the first time that 7 out of the 8 Premiership teams have actually won on the same match round, which in itself was impressive enough. Your performance at the weekend, though, obviously it was quite tight for half an hour or so, wasn't it? But I have to ask you about Finn Russell to start with. His decision not to kick, does he get that freedom to, if he doesn't fancy it, that he'll just pass it on? Because it was one, I think he said after the game, it didn't go too well in the warm-up, so he just thought he wouldn't do it.
The difference is if you've got the quality in behind, and Ben Spencer's proved himself last year kicking-wise, and if Finn doesn't quite feel he's kicking as well as he can, he knows he's got a very good guy in behind him that's willing to take them. So, like it was a decision purely made on the field, but doesn't that just sum Finn up? He's all about the team and he wants what's best for the team.
Yeah, I remember when you came on at the back end of last season, just before the Prem final, and we were talking then about you working with him and what that would be like. Now you've actually been working with him. How has it been? I won't embarrass you too much, but I did send you a message last night saying you probably have got the most exciting backline in Prem rugby at the moment, but has he been the catalyst for everything that's happened?
I think it's never, I think Finn would say the same, it's never just about one person. There's a lot of good going on, but he definitely adds to it, that's for sure. His positivity around the place, his pure skill set and his decision making. But I think the big thing, he just drives confidence in the group. And I think that this club had a bit of confidence building from last season. But I think that confidence is just going into belief at the moment. I think Finn is a big part of that. He's a world-class 10. Making world-class decisions out there and people are just getting on the back of it. So is it purely down to Finn? I don't think you can ever say that about any team, but he's definitely having a positive influence, that's for sure.
So what's he like off the pitch? What's his character like? He seems like he's somebody that you'd want to be your mate with, really.
Yeah, he's exactly that. It's hard for me when I hear about things that have happened in the past when I just can't see it. He's such a likeable lad's lad, but he don't misunderstand that for someone that works extremely hard. You look, he's comfortably the last player off the field. He's working extremely hard at the game. You don't get to his level without being that player. So, but in terms of around the place, look, he is a lad's lad. Always smiling. He's quite infectious in terms of that. But I think the big thing with him is the positivity he drives within the team.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you won't want to comment on this, but Henry Arundel has been linked, obviously, with a move to Bath. Whether he is or he isn't coming on a hybrid contract, he was on Saturday, and then by Sunday he wasn't. Stuart Lancaster himself, after the Quins game, didn't confirm one way or the other whether an offer had been made or whether he was even going to go. But a hybrid contract situation, it does seem at the moment, looking at it from the outside, that it's difficult to know whether these are going forward or not. I mean, are you aware of these things being about now? Because apparently there's two on the offing, one for Henry and one for Mauro Itoje, but nothing officially from the RFU at all.
I'm aware of probably what you read in the press more than anything else. But honestly, it's not something I waste too much energy on until it's formalised. Put it this way, whatever I think or my beliefs of it, it's not going to make the decision whether they go ahead or not. So for me, I think sometimes as a coach, it's about wasting energy on things you can control that I can't control. So I waste very little time thinking about it. So I can't really give you an opinion on it because I don't even think about it.
Which is fair enough. One thing you can give me an opinion on then is today Alfie Barber has been named as the RPA Under-23 Player of the Month for November. Obviously, you've got an exciting back line, but the foundations have been laid by what is a fantastic forward pack that you've now got. Obviously, Benno Abano was named Player of the Match at the weekend, but Alfie couldn't have been too far behind him. You must be delighted for him that he's now potentially in the international reckoning with Steve Borthwick, Richard Hill watching at the weekend, and a genuine number eight who's come back from the injury problems that he had. Obviously, the disappointment and heartache that he must have felt like you did as well when Wasps went out of business. How happy are you for him?
Yeah, really happy. He's someone we've known, I've known since he was like 16. So to see anyone come along, but the amount of highs and lows he's had already within his career and the injuries, there's never been a doubt about the potential of the guy. And I think Alfie's going to get better and better. Each week he looks sharper and sharper. He's finally getting over that knee injury, better look of things, and I think we're seeing the best. I think if you look at the Bath team at the weekend, 15 guys that started the game, 13 out of the 15 were English qualified, and the other two were Finn Russell and Cam Redpath. And obviously Cam's come through the English setup. We missed one that I feel at England. He's a quality player, but I think that's the big thing for this club, for coaches that are working here, is if you look at the World Cup, we obviously had a few away there, but how many consistently started every single game for the club? We probably had Finn. And I think for us to be successful as a club, obviously it's what we do on the field for Bath, but also seeing our guys and having that many people that are English qualified, how many people can we get starting regularly for England? And I think if you want to try and achieve things and win things, I think if you look at the history, you probably need to win a Premiership title, you probably need six starting internationals within your side. And if you want to do it like Saracens did for years, Leicester did before them, and Wasps, and have those dynasties, you probably need 10 or so starting internationals within your side. So we have got loads of potential, loads of guys on the fringes, but I would love come the Six Nations tonight, come the summer, that we're building up to at least six of those guys in international. I think I'd love to see Ben Spencer back in the England setup. I'd love to see Finn and Cam starting at 10 and 12 for Scotland. Love to see Ollie. I think Ollie's come back in great form. He's playing really well. Love to see him get back to where he was in the Six Nations and starting week in, week out. And then we've got younger guys, obviously Joe, to go back into that mix, come and see you. I think Max Ajomo has done really well this year. I honestly believe he can't be a million miles off the setups in the middle. We're just talking backs there. And then that's before you get to your Barbaries, your Ted Hills, your Sam Underhill. Sam Underhill was, I probably had a wrong perception of Sam before I came. I knew he hit hard defensively, but Sam, there's a lot to like about his attacking game as well. He's a lot more than just a guy that hits hard and turns ball over, that's for sure. And your Ben Albanos, your Will Stewart. I could keep mentioning we've got such a amount of talent that's just on the fringes, and our jobs as coaches is to make Bath win, but also if we can create these guys and make them into regular internationals, it's going to improve Bath.
Does Steve Borthwick talk to you guys about this? Does he talk to Johan about how they're getting on and what the feeling is in terms of them going forward and their potential to play international rugby?
Oh, definitely. Steve and Johan will have those conversations all the time. And myself, I'll have more probably conversations with the assistant coaches. I speak to Richard Wigglesworth a lot. We've had English coaches into the setup as well. So those conversations are all going on, because I think if a player's got that drive to play internationally, he's got that desire to constantly improve, and that's his driver, it'll work out better for Bath. We'll end up with a highly driven player, and a highly driven player playing for Bath is more likely to make us win.
Yeah, do you see traits in Alfie of missing Mr. Dallaglio? I mean, he's that classic old-style number eight, isn't he? He likes to pick up from the back of the scrum. He likes to carry the ball and be physical. I mean, obviously, apart from his hairstyle and his moustache, which is obviously very different to Lowell's. Although I read that his mum's actually a hairdresser, but he doesn't let her anywhere near his hair. So, but there are a lot of traits, aren't there, with him and Lawrence, do you think?
Yeah, well, he's got a long way to go become Lawrence.
Yeah.
Say when he's not in the room. But look, he's an outstanding ball carrier. He really is. He's quicker than people think. He's really powerful. If he'd been fit now since he'd come through and played a large part, he 100% would have played for his country. It's injuries that have probably held him back now. If we just get a run of games, and I think the big challenge for players is making sure they play really well, and especially in the big games, and there's nothing bigger than the Champions Cup at the moment.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, and this episode of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast is brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions.
In terms of your own decision then to go to Bath, I mean, just let me, if I just read this quote for you from Finn for the weekend. I mean, this sort of sums up the way things are going at the moment. He said, the style of rugby that we're playing with the boys that we've got, I think that everybody's buying into it and we're having fun out there and playing with a smile on our face and with confidence and belief. Now, obviously, that's coming a lot from the way the players are performing, but also from what the coaches, yourself, Johan, are putting into those players. I mean, you must be delighted that you've gone to Bath, and for the way that the team are playing. You said to us when you last came on, one of the reasons you went was silverware, and that's what you want to win. And the team are heading in the right direction, aren't they?
Yeah, it's not changed. He came because there was potential, and you see the potential, and we've started well. It's really weird. The last two games of the Premiership in Europe, we won really well v Exeter, and we won well overall at the weekend after a good final 10 minutes. It's strange because I feel there's so much more in us still. I feel if you just take the 9, 10, 12, 13 that started this weekend, that's some of the second time they've ever played together. There's loads more in us. I feel like we're controlling such large parts of the game, and I'd love us to convert a few more opportunities. Maybe that's me being greedy. Maybe I'm walking away. I found myself walking away just getting frustrated at little things, and I'm like, you're winning and you've won a game by 20 points. You're still frustrated at certain little things, but maybe that's just the way coaches are. But definitely, if I look at us, I think there's loads more in the tank. We can be a better team. We're going on the right path, but I think we definitely can get better. But I think, as you're seeing at the weekend, I think all Premiership teams are getting better. Few said a home win with the points difference that we won by at the weekend, Reels, do you think that would be the top English result of the weekend? I'm not sure, for all honest, I'm not sure it makes the top three. I thought Northampton were really, really impressive. Their defence has been really improved this year, and they look a more complete team. Harlequins probably the number one result of the weekend, but also Exeter to go away. Three brilliant away wins there. But yeah, it just goes to show, if we have ambitions of getting silverware, we're going to have to find a way of improving. Definitely.
Yeah. Now you talk about converting. Now, can you convert me as a supporter is my next question. I was a London Irish fan, sadly, no longer, looking for a new team. I'm coming down with a couple of mates to Bath against Racing in January. What would you say to me to convince me that Bath is the team that I should be supporting?
What would I say?
We said last time you were on that potentially Bath are the La Rochelle of England. Does it feel like that when you're in the wreck and it's bouncing?
Oh, definitely. It's a ground that's filling out most weeks. It's always really going to be full or very close to. It's got, I think, just the city itself is special. Like, if you just come in on a match day, you feel the buzz around the place. I think it's a special place in terms of that. I think in terms of on the field, it's pretty infectious when you're seeing, even for a coach, when you're seeing the smiles on the faces and the belief of these players and hopefully how that these young players, because we have got a lot of younger guys that aren't even at their potential years, your 27, 28-year-olds that are probably just about peaking. We've got a lot of guys that are younger than that. So you'd like to think we're going to get better, but I think we'll let the rugby do the talking for us. And if we get the win there, you know it's the right decision.
Well, it's against Racing as well. So obviously Mr. Arundel might be playing still then. So you've got, obviously you've got Cardiff up next at the weekend. They've obviously suffered at the hands of DuPont at the weekend. How do you think they'll fare, and how are you going to prepare for sort of a backlash that might come from them?
I think firstly, Matt Sherritt there has done a fantastic job. I know Matt. Matt is probably one of the people I speak to the most about the game. He's been an attack coach for years and done several clubs. So he's someone I think for how Cardiff were left at the back end of last season, the amount of players that left and everything in Wales, for him to turn it around. And before the weekend, they'd at least got a losing bonus point from every single game they played. I think they went out there, they left a few people at home, and we know they'll be targeting this game. This is the one that they've targeted out of probably those two games. So you can see the changes that were made very early in the second half, key guys coming off the field. So you can already tell where their mindset is. So we're well aware of what's coming this weekend. We're well aware of the threat they are. I think Matt's got them working extremely hard. Like, I coached against them last year for the Scarlets. I think they're working a lot harder this year. I think they obviously a lot of passion in that club of everything that happened in the summer. And yeah, I can't say enough a compliment to what I've seen Matt do with that side.
Yeah, yeah. And do you know, you're obviously due to play against Toulouse in January. Do you know if DuPont will still be playing then? Or do you think has he gone by then, or do you not know?
The truth is, I rang Jack Willis actually about 2 weeks ago, and he's still straight through my question. My question was, when does DuPont go? Like, seventh, he's like, oh, he's only like to miss potentially the Six Nations period. He said, so don't worry, he'll be playing in your game. Come on. That's not what I wanted to hear, Jack. Come on.
Well, he is your favourite player, isn't he, of all time? So you will be glad to see him, but maybe to see the back of him as well.
Maybe get an autograph then, shall I, when I'm out.
So we've got Christmas coming up, as you can see from the decorations behind me. So if you could have a Christmas present for rugby this year, what would it be?
If I could have a Christmas present for rugby, I'd go sometime in, is it June or July, and place myself at Twickenham.
Nice. Yeah.
That would be 100%. That's the thing. Number one thing from Santa.
It's not too unrealistic at the moment either, is it? Because I guess we're almost halfway through the season. So, you know, eyes on that top four.
Yeah, as I said, I think each team's going to get better and better. And we definitely will have to be there. But we're still in contention, that's for sure.
Yeah, definitely. A couple of things before we finish. I have to ask you about wearing red at the weekend. Look very dashing, but obviously not a Bath colour. Why are you wearing red?
I think it's European colours. What it did do for, even for the boys, it just felt really different the week. The shirt feels different. I think it, I quite like that. I don't know how it, I try and avoid social media as much as I can, so I haven't got a clue how it's gone down. It did feel really weird, though, watching when the boys ran out to see him in red, but...
You thought you were back at Scarlet's again?
Yeah.
Did you paint the town red in the evening? That has to be the question that I have to ask.
I didn't. I'd have liked to have done after. It was a good win, but I'm sure some of the boys did. They just didn't tell me. I don't get invited, you see.
Surely. Have you got a Christmas party coming up? Have you had it or not?
We had it, actually. It was just with the games that are coming up in this period, we had to do it on a longer turnaround, so we've already done that.
Was it a quiet night somewhere nice?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was, it's one of them that you leave as a coach, you know when the right time to go is. So I've got a Secret Santa coming up next week. I've got someone that I've not got a clue what to buy them, but... We'll see. It's that fear, actually, what your present's going to be and what people really think of you.
And obviously, you can't tell us who it is, because then they'll know. So no, yeah.
The thing is, because I don't know what I'm going to buy for this guy, I'm not going to tell anyone, because when he opens it, then no one will know who's bought it for him. So
that'll be brilliant. Well, Lee, thank you very much for joining me again. Thank you for making sure I wasn't on my own. Best of luck at the weekend against Cardiff and for the rest of the season. I'm really looking forward to coming down in January to see that game against Racing.
In your Bath shirt.
In my Bath shirt, yes, I'll have to buy that. And have a great Christmas and New Year, and we'll chat again soon.
Same to you. Brilliant. Thanks a lot.
So that's all for this week. The team will hopefully be back together next week. My thanks to Lee Blackett for joining me today and to VoxPod Studios for hosting us. We'll be back next week. Until then, thanks for listening and enjoy the rugby.
The Evening Standard Rugby Podcast with Lawrence Dallaglio.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, and this episode of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast is brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.